With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump said he's going to raise the tariffs on the European Union vehicles because they are failing to comply with the terms of an earlier agreement.
The U.S. and EU agreed to a trade deal last July, setting a 15% tariff on most goods. But the president wrote in a social media post that the EU is not complying with that agreement. He said he will hike the tariffs on European-made cars and trucks to 25%. The president reminded EU countries that there will be no tariff if they produce their vehicles in the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says he's not satisfied with Iran's latest proposal in negotiations to end the war between the two countries. The president told reporters at the White House Iran wants to make a deal, but he says they're asking for things that he simply cannot agree to. Of course, his top demand continues to be that the country will never be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon. The president also claims the Iran war has already ended and that congressional approval is not necessary. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, among the senators who don't buy that argument, and she spoke out this week at a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
I do not accept that we should engage in open-ended military action without clear direction or accountability. Congress has a role. Congress has to step up and fulfill that role, that obligation that the Constitution assigns to us.
Under the War Powers Resolution of 1973, the president must seek formal approval from Congress for military action that extends beyond 60 days. And that deadline for the Iran war arrived this week, but the administration says because the current ceasefire effectively paused the war, that the timeline is also on hold. On Wall Street right now, it's back to a mixed bag with the Dow losing some ground now. It's down about 99 points, but the Nasdaq is up 233. This is SRN News. Some people are asking the question whether there is a revival going on among America's young adults.
Not exactly. So says Dr. George Barna, the prominent Christian poll taker who heads the Cultural Research Center. He says his numbers indicate that, quote, when it comes to the question of revival, the most optimistic view may be that Generation Z seems to be spiritually open and actively seeking. But as a generation, there currently are few signs of deep or lasting positive shifts in their biblical foundation or overall worldview. Michael Harrington reports.
The British government has declared anti-Semitism in the UK an emergency and plans to spend millions of dollars on increasing security around Jewish sites. That follows a string of arson attacks and a double stabbing in London's Golden Green neighborhood this week. Two Jewish men were seriously injured, and a suspect has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder in that case. This is SRN News. As the September 11, 25th year mark approaches, a nonprofit group, Tunnel to Towers, is taking a piece of the World Trade Center steel across America.
The CEO of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Stiller, says this tour is all about educating the next generation and those 25 and under who were not alive during the terrorist attack. The 16,000-pound steel beam from the South Tower of the World Trade Center will be driven on a truck across the country from New York City with stops at American landmarks, including Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, the Space Center in Houston, and the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Laura Winters reporting.
A Supreme Court decision striking down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana has amplified an already intense national redistricting battle. The court's ruling Wednesday limits the use of race in drawing voting districts. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.